Okay, there's another theme before that I want to discuss now for a few minutes now. Another very, very important theme to keep in mind. And that is the theme of Achdus, of oneness. Let me try to explain. In the Torah, we have an idea in Parashat Yisro that before we had Kabbalah Satorah, so there was a requirement of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. The Klal Yisrael camped opposite the mountain. Rashi famously says there, Ki Yishecha B'Levechad, and Rashi even points out there, as opposed to the other encampments that were with strife and maybe even some quibbles and some friction, tension, thank you. When it came to Kabbalah Satorah needed to have with it Achdus, Vayichan Sham Yisrael. It's a prerequisite. It's a prerequisite. If there's no unity among Klal Yisrael, there's no Torah. We can't get the Torah unless we're one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Klal Yisrael is one. The Torah is one. Ata Echad, Shimcha Echad, Umiki Amcha Yisrael, Goy, Echad Ba'aretz. It means not only that we are a one nation, we are a united nation. And we have to be a united nation, the united nation, in order to get the Torah. It's a prerequisite. It's a necessary prerequisite. That's when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai. My friends, on Purim, there was another Kabbalah Satorah. It says, good man, Sammy, it says in the Megillah, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim. They were Mekayim and they were Mekabel. Yehudim. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos that there was a new Kabbalah Satorah when it came to Purim. The new Kabbalah Satorah was that Hadar Kiblo B'Me'achashverosh. What does that mean? It means that until Purim, we got the Torah in a sense of coercion, of force. Hashem took the mountain, put it over our head and said, listen, I'll make you a deal. You take the Torah, great. You don't take the Torah, you're going to be buried right exactly in the mountain where you're standing. So we had no choice. We took the Torah. That was good for a certain amount of time. But that wouldn't last forever. Because even if it's the most important thing in the entire world, if a person does something in a way that they're forced to do it, at a certain point, there's going to be resistance. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm bored of it. I'm tired. I'd rather do something else. I'm doing this for a long time already. Give me some new entertainment, some new excitement, some new fun. And therefore, what's done in that sense of coercion, in the sense of being forced, would not last forever. But, says the Gemara, don't worry. Hadar kiblu abime Achashverosh. In the times of Achashverosh, in the story of Purim, Rabbeinu said there was a new Kabbalah Satorah. The new Kabbalah Satorah, Rashi says in Maseches Shabbos, means it was me'avas hanes. They loved the miracle. It was such a geshmak experience. They said, whoa, we have to accept the Torah anew. We have to have a fresh Kabbalah Satorah. We have to have a new Kabbalah Satorah. We're not accepting Torah because we have to. We're accepting Torah because we want to. We love Hashem. We love His mitzvot. We love His Torah. Let's have a new Kabbalah Satorah. And instead of it being a Kabbalah Satorah from with the first mouth over there, there was a new Kabbalah Satorah in the story of Purim. And as such, just as when it came to the first Kabbalah Satorah, it was a requirement of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, the Klal Yisrael had to be one, so too when it comes to the second Kabbalah Satorah, when it comes to the Kabbalah Satorah Me'ava, the Kabbalah Satorah of the story of Purim, there has to be a sense of oneness, a sense of unity, a sense of Achdus, a sense of one family, one people, one nation. All the various different barriers that are up all year long should come down on Purim. One of the reasons maybe we dress up on Purim is to break down those barriers. If I see someone's face and they see my face, so that's the regular person. Maybe I don't like him. Maybe I'm upset with him. Maybe he wasn't nice to me. He said a mean comment to me. But you know what? His face is covered. My face is covered. We cover our faces. We cover ourselves to get rid of all the various different barriers that exist between us. And to just focus, if you will, on what unites us, on what brings us closer. What unites us, my friends, in the most basic sense, is the fact that we're family, that we're brothers. I witnessed over Shabbos various different families. My family was here in Israel, except for my son Natan came with me, but the rest of my family was here. But I went to Chutz Laaretz this past Shabbos for a beautiful simcha, thank God. And I was able to witness other families, a lot of families that are extended part of my families, my siblings' families, my siblings' children's families, Baruch Hashem, lots of nieces and nephews and their families. And I noticed something, it clicked to me over Shabbos. I was looking around, you know? A lot of times families' dynamics are very, very unique. Not every one of the families is exactly the same. True? Not every member of the family is exactly the same. Yeah, some people are louder, some are quieter. Some are more outgoing, some are more introverted. Some are more focused on themselves, some are more focused on others, etc., correct? But in a healthy family dynamic, my friends, everybody has their place. Everyone has their place. And the family itself provides the structure for them to have that place to belong and to feel a part of something. And even if each person has their shenanigans and they have their crazinesses, and this guy only likes pizza, and this one only wants filet shakes, and this one wants silver for supper, and this one wants to have whatever. But you're part of a family, and that family itself is a unifying force that brings people that are different together and gives everyone a place. You hear, my friends? So too when it comes to the extended family of Klal Yisrael. Everybody has a place. What's my place? We all fit in. This one's a little more religious. This one's a little bit less religious. This one's a little bit more intense, a little less intense. This guy likes this mitzvah much. He loves stucco. This guy loves Torah. This guy loves Shabbos. This guy loves chesed. This guy loves... And everybody has their place in the family, in the big, huge family of Klal Yisrael. And on the familial level, on the family level, you know what? We get along. We make it work. We make it work. You know why? Because he's my brother. And she's my sister. And then we come to Purim and we have mitzvos which reflect this brotherhood. Besides Megillas Esther, which we spoke about earlier, we have other mitzvos that are about family mitzvos. Three other mitzvos on Purim Day. First is Mishloach Manos. Who am I sending Mishloach Manos to? Ish L'Re'eyu. A man to his friend. Who's your friend? Everyone's your friend. But they're not part of my crew. I don't care. But I didn't go to school with them. Who cares? But they wear different clothes than me. Who cares? But they don't wear a yarmulke yet. Who cares? They're my family. Ish L'Re'eyu. Mishloach Manos. Ish L'Re'eyu. Focus on your friend. On friendship. It's a day of brotherhood, of camaraderie, of love. Unconditional love. I love you. Why? Why do I love you? Because you're my brother. I don't need an excuse to love my brother. He's my brother. He's just my brother. I love him because we're part of the same family. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, all the time, but certainly on Purim, Achdus, we're one family, so therefore I love everybody because they're part of my family. We're one and the same. We're one unit. We're one people. We're one nation. And I love them all. Next mitzvah. Atanos Levyonim. Atanos Levyonim. How can I sit down to my Suda and fresh and enjoy and have delicious meat and wine and all these things if there's a person around me that can't afford it? How can I have my simcha if I'm not worried about my neighbor's simcha? How can I really rejoice if someone else is suffering? I can't. There's no way. If we're family and we care about each other, so then the only time that my simcha will be complete is if your simcha is complete.
What?
I have guests on Shabbos also, but this is Purim, this is Achdus, this is Kishacha Belevachar. And therefore, on Purim, we have this tremendous focus on brotherhood, on Kabbalah Satorah, on Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Ahar. We also have Mishloach Manos, Ishlo'eyu, to your friend, to your brother, and Mataras Levyonim, to make sure that everybody is accounted for. And the final mitzvah, Sayom, is the mitzvah of Suda. Suda's Purim. And we come together, and we sit, and we rejoice, and we celebrate. What do we celebrate? We celebrate being Jews. We celebrate Yiddishkeit. We celebrate the fact that we are this family. We celebrate the fact that although we've been beaten and suffered miserably throughout the ages, even on Rahman al-Islam until very, very recently. Talk about brothers. We lost brothers. We lost two sets of brothers. Within the past month, Klal Yisrael lost two sets of brothers, of blood brothers. And all of us lost brothers. And we sit together as soon as we rejoice and we're Sameach and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, we are your children. B'riyosecha anachnu. We are your family. Anu vanecha. We are your sons. V'ata avinim. And you are our father. We are that family. We are that family of brothers and sisters of Klal Yisrael. We are ata echad. You're one Hashem. V'shimcha echad. U'mika amcha Yisrael goyecha b'aretz. Purim brings out, hopefully, the best in everyone. Hopefully, chas v'shalom Purim should bring out the worst in a person. Chas v'shalom, a person should drink, and what should come out of a person is not this special vibe of love and simcha and concern for somebody else. But chas v'shalom, God forbid, hard words should come out, harsh words should come out. Chas v'shalom, words of hate and disdain, chas v'shalom. There's no place for that in Purim. God forbid. And Purim hopefully brings out the best in us. Hopefully Purim brings out the spark in us. Purim unites us. Purim unites us with ourselves and unites us with each other. Purim is this special time of year that each and every single member of the family is able to thrive and to find his place, and collectively we find our place. And I close with this, B'siyat Dishmaya. It says in the Rambam, the last Rambam, Menuchos Megillah, that whereas every other Yom Tov is going to end, and when Mashiach comes, all the other Yom Tov are going to be batel, it says Purim is not going to ever stop. Why? It says in the Pasuk, V'yimei HaPurim Ha'ele, these days of Purim, Lo Yasuf, Yosef means end. They'll never end. Purim is forever. Purim is eternal. What is the pshat? Why is that? Why is Purim so long-lasting? Why is Purim forever? The answer is, my friends, perhaps, based on what we just said, the answer is because Purim is Klal Yisrael gelling as one. Hashem is forever. The Torah is forever. And Klal Yisrael, in its beautiful form, in its one form, in its united form, in the sense of Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad U'Miki Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz, is also eternal. We are linked in with Hashem forever. We're linked in with Hashem's Torah forever. And the celebration of the Jewish people, the celebration of the oneness of Klal Yisrael, is also a very, very eternal thing. And that's why even if the Yom Tov we're going to fall by the wayside, but Purim, which is Am Yisrael Echad, and we are Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we are Echad, and we are one, is going to be eternal and long-lasting and always around. Purim will always be. And this, my friends, is a very, very important theme of Purim. To try to think and think of ways to increase our Avas Yisrael, to think of ways to love each other more, to think of ways to be there for each other more, to open up our hearts for each other, open up our pockets to help our friends that need more help. Hashem should give us the koach and the siyata d'shmaya to tap into these amazing days. We mentioned various themes. Tefillah is a theme. We mentioned the theme of Megillas Esther, of Megillat Hester, but now this special theme of Achdus, of oneness. We should be Zochem Ritz Hashem to open up our hearts and our souls to feel one with each other, Ritz Hashem, to be that special nation, to be that Goy Echad Ba'aretz, to shine forth the light of the Torah, La Yidu Ma'isa, Ora is the Torah. to have that light shine forth from us, to be a light unto the nations of the world. Emirat Hashem, to have that light carry us as we get very, very close. We're almost there to the greeting of Mashiach. Tzidkenu, b'mehirah, b'yameinu, amen, amen.